The Anchorage Assembly approved a pay increase for a small group of public safety employees during its meeting last night. City officials say it's a necessary change to fix a staffing problem that's grown dire in recent years. The measure raises pay for fire and police department personnel who are switching from union jobs to non-union management positions. In total, the administration estimates there are about 30 positions split evenly between the police and fire departments. Some of the raises are modest. Others amount to tens of thousands more in base pay. Pay for management jobs has not kept up with the compensation rates negotiated in collective bargaining agreements, meaning lower-ranking personnel take a substantial pay cut if they advance upward. It's a situation South Anchorage Assemblymember Bill Evans compared to deferred maintenance.
So we got to the point over time where now the people that are being supervised are making more than the people doing the supervision.
City Manager Mike Abbott says the impetus for bringing forward the policy change came when the police department failed to get a single internal candidate when recruiting for an open lieutenant position. And the worry, Abbott says, is a large number of similar vacancies in the near future.
We're not confident that we can attract internal candidates to those positions.
Abbott says the $840,000 annual cost is to be absorbed by the police and fire departments, amounting to a zero change to the city's overall budget. The measure passed 8-3.